As Dr. Jabbour, I'm treating psychiatric evaluation by patient by name Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D. His medical initial is C, and his last name is Kroom, C-R-O-O-M-S. His date of birth, 5/17/31, and his date of evaluation is 12/14/2013. Skip to the history present illness. This is an 82-year-old male who was diagnosed with a post-traumatic stress disorder and currently has a diagnosis of dementia Alzheimer type. He seems to remember a lot of stuff about the Vietnam era and his difficulty there and difficulty after, but his short-term memory has been significantly impaired. I have screened him with a Montreal Cognitive Assessment, and he scored pretty low, indicating his level of cognitive deficiency. Along with the help of his wife, who knows him and noticed his declines over the last 3 years, she reported that he has a significant issues with his serving in the war zone. On the screening, he was screened for a post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic, also screened for depressive disorder. Go to the past medical history. His current medications are hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, memantine, M-E-M-A-N-T-I-N-E, memantine, 10 milligram daily, and simvastatin, 20 milligram daily. On intestinal examination, this is a 82-year-old male who dressed casually. He came with his wife. He was generally pleasant initially, but he has a very constricted affect. His speech are within normal limit nodus arteria. His mood seems to be depressed. He seems to have a problem with a memory and a focus and concentration. He denied any visual hallucination, denied any socialization or homosocialization. The patient reported history of depression and anxiety. His wife also indicated that. His thought process are fragmented and disorganized. Cognitively patient alert, but he's not oriented. He has problem with focus and concentration. He has a short-term memory. He's significantly impaired. But he retains some long-term memory. He has a poor insight and poor judgment at the time of the assessment. Diagnostic assessment for SS1. Post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic, major depressive disorder, moderate, and a dementia Alzheimer type. Access 2, not done. Access 3, dementia Alzheimer type. Their history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And access 4, stress related to service in the war zone and a functional disability. And Axis 5, it's a 31 treatment plan at this point. Combination of psychotherapy and psychopharmacology might be helpful. I will start him on Zoloft 5 milligram PO daily to see if that contribute to his if that would alleviate his depression and might alleviate some of his cognitive impairment. Meanwhile, we can continue the same medications. The patient seems to be dependent on his wife to a great deal at this point. Thank you.